Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications, and I am joined by Steve Rausch and Jim Thompson. We were talking before the show. There have been several announced closings in the last month. Steve, can you give us a rundown?
Yes, Helen, there have been several closings announced. Pact of Evergreen at Canton, North Carolina, Sunoco in Hutchinson, Kansas, Canforce Taylor Pulp Mill and their pulp line in Prince George, and Pixel's J. Main Mill stopped making paper earlier this month.
What's the reason for this?
Well, it is always economics, but it is the backstory that is interesting in each case.
Jim, can you help us out here? But first, let's take a break.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
And we're back. So, Jim, is there any trend in mill closings here?
Well, there are long-term trends and short-term trends. In the 1990s, the printing and writing grades entered a decline brought on by the Internet. This was followed in the early part of this century by a severe decline in newsprint, brought on again by the Internet and new ways of receiving the news, which were all Internet-driven.
So can we attribute the declines to the rise of the Internet?
Yes, the long-term trends that were just discussed can be directly attributed to the Internet, but this latest trend seems to be something different. Jim?
I think the cause of the current announcements is a different set of reasons. First, some of these mills are being pushed out because of technology. The grades are still in demand, perhaps not growing, but not declining either.
That alone would not cause the mills to close.
Of course not. However, if you look at these mills, they are getting really old.
But again, that alone can't be pushing them over the edge.
Good point from both of you. What is pushing them over the edge? Process control, efficiency, and safety are my answers. While one can bolt on process control, that doesn't mean one has a limited variability in the process. The process control can tell you about your variability, but it cannot fix it if your technology is too old. From an efficiency standpoint, new modern width machines will operate with fewer personnel per ton in a given grade than the old ones ever can. And from a safety standpoint, I have one word, actually two words, dryer ropes. With proven modern ropeless threading, new machines have it all over the old ones from a personnel safety standpoint, and that is just the start on the safety issue improvements.
There you have it, folks. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Jim. If you have any questions or comments, we would like to hear from you. You can reach me by email at helen@ipulpmedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2023. All rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.